You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
While mortals sleep, the great God does not sleep.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
God, you are a God of the living. Life is in your hands to give. Bring us to life with faith in your Son Jesus, born to be our Savior, dying in atonement for our sins, and raised from the dead to be Lord of all. Make us alive to your grace and alert in our prayers. Hear and bless all who cry to you. Fill our needs and satisfy us early with your kindness. We pray in the name of Jesus, Savior and Lord of all. Amen. There is a great line in the Christmas carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem, written by Phillips Brooks, that goes like this. For Christ is born of Mary, and gathered all above, while mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wondering love. I've always wondered about that line, while mortals sleep. It has always intrigued me, and intrigues me still. Is it a description of what people are usually doing in the world? Or does it talk about the earth before the dawn? The angels sing, and God breaks into human history. Phillips Brooks was a preacher in Boston who observed Advent. It is Advent right now, you know, time to wake up. I've been saying that ever since the beginning of this month, during the whole season of Advent. Not only is Christmas approaching, but Christ is approaching. St. Paul wrote to the Romans, it's high time to wake up out of sleep. Whatever the shepherds were doing that night on the fields below Bethlehem, it was a quiet evening. Some may have been talking and others may have been dreaming. It was a sleepy evening until something happened. St. Luke tells the story with utter simplicity. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. When the angels came, there was no more sleeping. Heaven has a way of doing that to earth. The messenger of heaven wakes up the people on earth. It has happened before, and it will happen again. But people on earth are always surprised to receive a message from heaven. Heaven seems to be quiet, peaceful, silent, and inscrutable. Then heaven lets go, and everything breaks loose. People are always surprised when it happens. While mortals sleep, I think Phillips Brooks is saying, heaven is awake. While mortals sleep, the angels sing. While mortals sleep, some shepherds are on their way to Bethlehem. While mortals sleep, those shepherds encounter a sight that is unbelievable. The eternal Son of the living God lies there in a manger, sleeping the sleep of the just. Mortals do sleep. All of us who are mortal do sleep, necessarily. We are unhappy when we cannot sleep, and we feel refreshed after a good night's sleep. You sleep, and you don't need to feel bad about it. He gives his beloved sleep, said the psalmist. God knew what he was doing when he arranged that we should sleep on a regular basis. God gives sleep because we need it. Sleep is an important part of life. We spend about one-third of our lifetime sleeping. If you're 75 years of age, you've spent a quarter of a century sleeping. If you're 15 years old, you've spent at least 5 years of your life sleeping. A machine does not need sleep. Human beings with minds, bodies, and spirits need sleep. I've been told that sleep is more necessary than food. It's harder to get along without sleep than it is without food. Isn't it strange that a three-year-old child does not want to go to bed? He's becoming grouchier by the minute, but he doesn't want to go to bed. He's afraid he's going to miss out on something, or he doesn't want to be alone away from the family, or he's afraid for some reason or other. I've heard of children who are afraid to go to sleep for fear they won't wake up in the morning. I've heard of older people who don't want to go to bed at night. They would rather stay up watching the late show on television. They know they ought to go to bed, but they don't. When the late show is over, they wish they had gone to bed. It wasn't worth watching. They were afraid they were going to miss something. And they did. They missed a good night's sleep, which ravels up the sleeve of care and helps people to forget disappointment and sometimes the despair of yesterday. Still, while mortals sleep, a lot is happening. Think about it. When you are sleeping, the earth turns, night falls, day dawns, stars form, cells multiply, dew glistens, the atmosphere condenses, seeds germinate, plants grow, trees bud, flowers open, and grain matures. While mortals sleep, the Creator is awake, renewing life. While mortals sleep, the firemen are ready for action. Patrolmen cruise the streets. Utility men prepare for emergencies. Soldiers keep their posts, and doctors and nurses tend to their patients. While mortals sleep, through mortal means, the Creator protects and renews life. While mortals sleep, there are those who cannot sleep because of fear or worry or cold. In the darkness of night, crimes of violence and sensuality take place. Evil schemes are being planned, and people are dying. While mortals sleep and are, as we say, dead to the world, the great Creator is awake and feeling for his children, hurting with their hurts, weeping with their tears, and feeling with them in their fears. While mortals sleep, all is not lovely. Mortals sleep when they ought to be awake often. They shut their eyes and also shut their minds and hearts. They shut off their feelings for others who need help. And they shut off the forgiveness by which people can live more than by anything else in the world. While mortals sleep, sons and daughters are eating their hearts out, and marriages go to pot. People become embittered. While mortals sleep, wounds get deeper and bigger. While mortals sleep, the Creator cries. All the grace and glory of the Creator of the world, all his power and strength, all his pity and kindness, all of his great heart are in that quiet scene where the shepherds are out on the field watching over their flocks by night while mortals sleep. In silence, a star looks from afar. Almost unnoticed, the Son of God in natal quiet takes on our humanity. While Bethlehem sleeps, while Jerusalem sleeps, while Rome sleeps, while the world sleeps, Mary does not sleep. Joseph does not sleep. The shepherds do not sleep. And God does not sleep. He that keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. While mortals sleep, no matter what the time or place, the need or the care, the great God does not sleep. He gives daily food, precious blood, a mother to a child, and a child to a mother, a life for a life. While mortals sleep, God fulfills his ancient promise to his people. While mortals sleep, angelic messengers announce to startled shepherds that the long-promised Savior has been born. While mortals sleep, angels of God keep their watch of wondering love. While mortals sleep, the stars remain on their course, and a new little star lies on a bed of hay to be the Savior of the world. While mortals sleep, there is no night with God. With God, there's only light. I am the light of the world, said the Son of God. And so he is. He is the light of God, eternally and mightily at work in the world. He is God, watching over his own. His ears are open to their cry and their call. There is a time for sleep and there is a time for waking. When sleep is ended, God wants you to be fully awake. He wants you to be active, productive, fruitful. God expects flower plants to produce flowers and fruit trees to produce fruit. God expects you to do something worthwhile in your life. If you eat or drink, play or go on a trip, whether you're at the workbench or at the beach, whether you're washing dishes or mowing the lawn, your life was meant to be lived to the glory of God. Life, real life, has a purpose, a good purpose. You are not meant to lie around for the next 5 years unused. A light bulb was meant to be used and not to lie on the shelf through all of its useful life. God wants his people to live with a purpose, as instruments of his will. God does not want you to be a lazy loafer and to walk around asleep during your waking hours. It's not God's will that you lie around bored with life. He wants you to be awake to the dangers and to be awake to his grace. He wants you to be awake to the dangers of selfishness and self-centeredness and to be alive with faith in his Son Jesus Christ, to the great opportunities of faith and love. Can you hear? Can you see? Can you walk? Can you work? Don't take these things for granted. Don't wait until you lose your blessings before you appreciate them. Wake up and make use of your blessings today. Open your ears and eyes to the wonders of creation and to the glory of God's grace. Life is short. We have only one life to live, and that is meant to be lived with a purpose, to the glory of God and for the benefit of all around you. Only one life will soon be passed, somebody has written. Only what's done for Christ will last. It's later than you think. If there's anything good, don't defer it. Do it. You won't pass this way again. God wants you to be awake to life, and also to the life that is to be. It is life in his Son right now. And it is even greater life in his Son that is to be. He is coming again. None of us is good enough to meet God or to be with God on our own. We need a Savior. And we have a Savior. He died for the wrongs we commit and for the good that we do not do. He died for sins, yours and mine. He is the way to God. He is the truth of God. And he is the life of God. Be alert, my friend. It's time to wake up and arise from sleep. It is time to be alert and alive. While mortals sleep, God is at work, and his people are at work too. Through the power of God, they believe. By the power of God, they love. And in the power of God, they live. It's the power of God that you see in the manger at Bethlehem, at the cross on Calvary, and at the tomb from which the stone has been rolled away, even as he raised his Son from the dead so also do his people walk in newness of life by the power of God. The shepherds heard a great story that day, and they saw a great light that day. The glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. Behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. While mortals sleep, a son he gives. In flesh he gives. In spirit he gives. Salvation he gives. We have nothing to do with bringing it about. What we can do is to wake up to his presence and love. Now, since we do not have to save ourselves or anyone or anything, we can sleep when it is time to sleep. And we can be awake when it is time to be awake. God is still God. And he does not sleep. Since there is a salvation to know and to live and to share with others, you do not have to sleep to avoid the pain or to ignore the responsibility. Mortals can wake up when it is time to wake up and live when it is time to live. There's a time for sleeping, and there's also a time for waking. There's a time for being alive. That time is now in Christ the Lord, who is born the Savior of the world. It's time to wake up and to pray. While mortals sleep, God listens, and God's people pray. While mortals sleep, people alive in Christ are alert in their prayers. We repeat the antiphon, so appropriate for the close of day and also for the close of real life. So fitting right before Christmas. Save us, O Lord, waking, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep may rest in peace. Amen.